Hello, and welcome to Behind the Business, a podcast where we talk to Hot Springs business owners and managers about their business. Each Monday, we go inside the business to get a unique perspective on the challenges and opportunities businesses face today. My name is James Lee, and we're broadcasting from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. Thanks for joining us today. I'd like to welcome Tammy Passafune to the podcast. She's the CEO of Diamond Lakes Credit Union. I know that Diamond Lakes is originally from Malvern, but it's definitely expanded quite a bit. So tell me a little bit about the history, but basically, what is the difference between a credit union and a bank?
I talked about this yesterday at Community Coffee, and I'm going to try not to climb back up on my soapbox, but I'm proud of where it came from. And it's not just our credit unions, the way credit unions were formed altogether. So our credit union started at Jones Mill with the Reynolds plant. So seven men at Jones Mill contributed $5 apiece to start our credit union. Because even then, Reynolds employees didn't have access to traditional financial services, banking services. Mm-hmm. And they knew their peers needed help. So they started the credit union. So that was back in 1960.
Wow.
And now we're $81 million in assets, and we've got over 9,000 members, and this is making a difference. But we're a financial cooperative, so we're not owned by a big set of stockholders that we're trying to be sure they get their best return. Our goal is to make sure that our members get the best return on what they've got.
So. Right. And you say members because it's different than a bank. A bank, they have customers, they have clients, whatever you want to call them, but y'all have members because they own us. Right.
It's a financial cooperative, just like the farmers co-ops, electrical co-ops. If you do business with us, you have a $5 deposit, you own as much as anybody else does. So we're here for you, and I often say it's like our own country club. We're all members and we do life together.
Yeah. So what is the biggest difference between a credit union and a bank? Because that's a big part of it, but there's more to it than that, because I know that y'all also work with other credit unions, and you have this cooperative kind of thing. So tell me a little bit about that.
It's a cooperative movement. It's all across the board from the members that own us, we're a financial cooperative, and then credit unions cooperatively together joined to do so many cool things. I was sharing with you a little while ago that we have two credit unions. We have many credit unions in Arkansas that are certified, CDFIs is what they call it, community development financial institutions. Diamond Lakes was the first one in Arkansas to get that certification. There's some hoops you have to jump through. You have to prove that you're walking the walk and talking the talk.
Sure.
Serving people that need it. But there's two credit unions, us and Up Arkansas, that got a CDFI grant to reach out to those people in CDFI target markets. We were already doing it. But one of the cool things that we're doing with that grant is not only are we going to turn it back out to our members, but we invited two other credit unions to come and hired a consultant to say, hey, teach us how to do this better. So at our branch today, we have three other credit unions other than just us learning how to do those things. So we're doing it, and come on and learn how to do it with us. And I really don't think that Regions employees are going to go to a U.S. bank and say, let's train together and see how we can be better.
Sure.
I may be wrong about that.
Right.
But it's just exciting. And we're also part of a five-state association, a five-state league. What they call it, and it's the same thing. We band together for advocacy. If there's a bill on interchange and the things that the CFPB are doing that actually might end up hurting you more than helping you, they help us fight it on the state and federal levels. But again, it's coming together for training and all. How can we be better, and not when are we going to acquire you, or how can we acquire you? The measuring sticks. We have assets, but we don't measure just on asset size. It's how many people did you help and how'd you do it.
Right. And you also have this agreement where if somebody has a credit union in, say, another state, they can come to y'all and use their own bank through y'all.
Mm-hmm. Their own credit union.
Or sorry, credit union.
I'll get you on that one. Yes, it's called shared branching, and it's part of a credit network of credit unions that we said we're going to play together. If your member comes into my branch, we all have a set of rules that we play by. They can make their deposits here, they can make their loan payments here, they can get cash out of their account. And if my member goes to you, they can do the same thing. And it's been so nice, especially for our villagers that come in from all over the country. And they need $60 to go play golf.
Sure.
You know, they just come do their withdrawals or even just make their loan payments and things like that. And a great way to build relationships. And I was sharing with you a little while ago that one of the things that when we've hired some people in from other financial institutions, I'll say the B word, the bank, they're like, well, okay, we've got this other person. You know, how do we need to try to get this account? We need to get more accounts on the books. It's like, no, you need to build that relationship and you need to serve that member because they're a member of another credit union. Now, if it works out, they want a local relationship, we're here for them. But we are not here to try to steal other folks' business. We're here to serve our members.
Right.
And I have met some incredible people over the years doing that.
Yeah. So when you have people who do that, mm-hmm. that have their own credit union, you know, from somewhere else, mm-hmm. how often is it that they do end up creating an account here or, I mean, if you know?
A lot of it depends on how long they plan on staying. Because we have a lot of people, you know, in Hot Springs that
sure.
come in for vacation. Those things never happen. If they move here, oftentimes they will do both relationships because they want to stay with their credit union that mm-hmm. they've had that relationship, and they'll go ahead and open up something locally. But I would say the percentage is still very low because credit union members tend to want to stick with their credit union and their credit union relationship, and we want to foster that for both institutions.
Right. Well, because you, like you said, it is a relationship, and
yeah.
you know, if you built a relationship with a credit union, you know, over 10, 15, 20 years, you know how they work, you like how they work, and, you know, even if you're not there and see them every day, it's still almost a family-type feel.
Correct.
As a credit union,
mm-hmm.
can y'all do everything that a bank can? I mean, make loans?
It depends on the credit union.
Okay.
So I was sharing with you a little while ago that all Arkansas credit unions have federal charters, which means we get our charters for the NCUA. You've heard of the FDIC. Mm-hmm. We can talk about that in a little while. But so the NCUA, and we have fields of membership. So a bank can put a branch on a corner and say, y'all come. Please bring your deposits and y'all
right.
come. Credit unions get their charter, or in Arkansas, get their charters from the NCUA. So we have to prove that we have the ability to serve the members we say that we're going to serve. So each credit union has a field of membership, and it's based on your field of membership. So for instance, if we were still just Reynolds,
mm-hmm.
we would have no need to do commercial lending to
sure.
Reynolds-only employees. Diamond Lakes has a community charter, so we can serve anybody in six counties. But we still have found that our members don't necessarily have a need for commercial lending, but we have credit unions that do that really well. And banks do that really well. And we've got a great partnership with other CDFI banks. If we have a member that's going in the business and needs four dump trucks, I have a great relationship with a CDFI bank, and so we reciprocate that, and they do the same thing. If you want the best rate on your car loan, you need to go see Tammy at the credit union.
Sure.
So we still work well together. So similar services, savings accounts, checking accounts, lending. Most credit unions, their bread and butter is consumer lending. Your auto lending is auto lending and recreational vehicles. It's kind of our bread and butter.
Right.
But yeah, it's similar, but it's not the same.
Right.
Tune in to Check Out, the Garland County Library's new podcast every Friday for all things library. Being the state's first lending library since 1833, we are your connection point for the information you need, including books, movies, music, and much more. Find out more at gclibrary.com.
You were telling me earlier that you had quite a few people who were able to get a vehicle through y'all here lately that is going to help them in the long run because of the fact that they now have their own car. They don't have to rely on the local bus system.
Yeah, we'll expand on that a little bit. And when I said that credit unions, their bread and butter's auto, consumer lending, mm-hmm. In Hot Springs, well, and in our six counties, the only Hot Springs proper is really the only place in our field of membership that has a transit system.
Right.
So we have members that live in Hot Springs that take the bus every day. And as a matter of fact, when we had to close our branch during COVID, we provided bus passes because we had to close our branch down here. So we provided bus passes for folks to get over on Central. Mm-hmm. But that's not the case for somebody that lives in Mount Ida.
Right.
And if you're going to go to work in Mount Ida, you're going to need a way to work. So last month it wasn't a record month. We'll just use last month's numbers. We loaned over $2 million in auto loans, primarily, to people who needed a way to work. And we call the program Wheels to Work because we have had people. Now, we've got people that got stellar credit scores that we're doing those for, too. Don't get me wrong. But we have had people, we don't call them roadblocks. They've mm-hmm. had some speed bumps. And so we say, let's get you some reasonable transportation. Let's get you back to work. Let's get you reestablished. Let's talk to you about credit and what it means and how it can change. And then the other thing about our loans, too, is you have the opportunity to reprice your loan at least once mm-hmm. During the term of the loan. So if you get a 60-month vehicle loan and your credit score when we start out may not be stellar, mm-hmm. so your rate's a little higher, you have an opportunity to come back 6 months later, even a year later, when we've worked with you and you believe your credit score's better, to reprice that loan and get the lower rate because now your credit score's better. We call it reward-based lending. So the better your score, the better your rate, and we want to help you get there from here. So
right,
it's pretty neat.
Yeah.
Pretty neat.
Now, when somebody does do that, mm-hmm. Is it essentially like taking out a new loan? Is it mm-hmm. a new term? It's just adjusting the...
Correct. The current loan.
Current loan. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just a modification to the current loan. And it generally lowers their payment. Some of them will choose to keep the same payment and just pay it off sooner.
Right.
So we'll just work with them, whatever it looks like for them.
And that's something else I was going to ask about is early payoff. Because when you have a car, you mm-hmm. know, a lot of people do like to try to pay things off if they're able, mm-hmm. Pay it off a little early.
Yeah.
I know some financial institutions, they do have a clause in their loan paperwork that says, you know, if you pay it off so many months early or whatever, there is a penalty. Some of them, if you pay it off early at all, there's a penalty. But do y'all do anything like that?
Oh, no, not at all. And that's legislation has actually stopped a lot of that. I kind of laugh and say that it's horrible that you have to legislate righteousness. I can't believe that people would do that to other people.
Right.
But a lot of that hasn't been commonplace in years.
Okay.
But no, we don't do that. But when your other big auto finance companies, they don't have penalties for early payoff, but the whole 0% interest or the rebate, they're counting on you not to be able to know how to do math. Because there is never a time that you will take 0% and come out ahead. It just doesn't work that way. They are not going to make anything on a loan.
Right.
Because they just like any other financial institution, they buy and sell money, and they can't do it for nothing. So that's one of the things we try to help our members with is when you're going to a car dealership, and we've got some really good ones, but they do that finance business all day long, and they do the sales business all day long, and they're good at it. Mm-hmm. Know what you're getting into. Let's talk about it before you go. That's the other thing, credit unions in Arkansas. There's 24 of us that own, it's called an indirect lending CUSO, which is a credit union service organization. Mm-hmm. So you can go in. We've got 167 dealers in the state of Arkansas that you can go into the dealership and say, I want to finance my car at the credit union. And they'll say, we'll do the paperwork for you. But we still have, we want to have a relationship to know what you're getting into and being sure you're taken care of once you're there. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Let's backtrack a little bit. You mentioned earlier the NCUA and the FDIC. Obviously, everybody knows the FDIC, Federal Deposit Insurance Company.
Mm-hmm.
NCUA, the National Credit Union Association.
Administration.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So are deposits at a credit union insured under the FDIC, or is that completely different?
They're insured under the MCUA. So okay. Credit unions were legislated into existence, mm-hmm. when I say legislated righteousness. Back in the 30s, again, there were people that did not have access to financial services. Mm-hmm. And it is through a stroke of legislation that credit unions exist. And I don't take that for granted, because it is through the same stroke that we can no longer exist.
Right.
But with that, they said, if you're going to do this credit union thing, you're going to have to insure the deposits. So they also established the National Credit Union Administration. So your deposits in a credit union are also insured up to $250,000. But mm-hmm. the difference between the NCUA and the FDIC is our account structure is set up different. So, for instance, my husband's name is Scott. So, Scott and Tammy Passapune. I have an account. Scott has an account. I'm insured as Tammy. Scott is insured as Scott. With FDIC, if it's a joint account, it's only $250,000. With the NCUA, it's up to $500,000. Don't worry. I'll never have to worry about that.
Right.
But you have an opportunity, for lack of a better way to put it, structure your money where it's protected. And if it's the bank in California that says we can't do this anymore and you have 10 accounts, it's God bless you, you had $250,000 worth of insurance. It's not like that at credit union.
Yeah.
You can make it work to where you're covered.
So this is something I just kind of thought of. You mentioned that credit unions were legislated back in the 30s.
Mm-hmm.
Did it kind of come from the idea of the old savings and loans? Because it seems to me like it's the same feel, same type idea behind it to me.
Similar. Credit unions, actually, first credit union in the United States started in a church.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And then also filing, back in the day there used to be department stores.
Mm-hmm.
Filing was the Dillard's, the Nordstrom's of the day that were people of wealth would go, be considered people of wealth would go to shop.
Mm-hmm.
And the Filene family realized that the people who worked for them couldn't buy groceries. So they're one of the first credit unions in the country as well, because they did a credit union for their employees to be able to buy their groceries. So they all contributed together to help one another.
Wow.
But not savings and loan. Truly financial cooperative, just the cooperative movement.
Okay.
The savings and loan is still very much the other model.
Okay.
Let's attract as many deposits as we can make,
mm-hmm.
get as much of it out as high as rate as we can get it out at, because my stockholders will live off the spread.
Gotcha.
That's what they call it.
Okay. So the idea of the savings and loan that you see in
It's a Wonderful Life
mm-hmm. is not
movie.
what most savings and loans were like.
No.
Okay. Gotcha.
No. I would say that one actually probably started out with a credit union philosophy, and then it morphed into a savings and loan, maybe.
Yeah. All right. Well, I appreciate you coming by today. Enjoyed having a chance to talk to you and learn a little bit. So.
Well, thank you for having me.
And you know, if somebody is interested in joining the credit union, mm-hmm. or you know, just wants to get a little bit more information, what should they do?
Well, we have three branches: the one in Malvern, and we have two in Hot Springs, one on Grand Avenue, and one on Central, and they are both located right next door to KFC and Taco Bell combination. So if you're hungry, grab a bite and come on over. But the other nice thing about Diamond Lakes is you can do all of that online. Go to our website, diamondlakesfcu.org. We can get you started from there. There's an info line. We can send you everything you need to get you rolling. So this day and age, you can come in or do it any way you want.
Awesome. Sounds good. Well, I appreciate it. And, you know, hopefully, you know, we'll be able to see you in here again, and we'll have even more good news coming from you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of Behind the Business. New episodes are released each Monday from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. Thanks for listening.
Hey, podcast listeners. We've got a special deal just for you, $4.99 for 2 months, and it includes all of our digital access. I'm talking about all of our online content, our daily news clips, our puzzle library, and so much more. This is valid for new subscriptions only, so if you've been waiting to try it out, now's the time. Visit the link, hotsr.com/podcast23, to get this great deal.